Shema Yisrael.
A few dozen people gathered in front of the Israeli consulate Thursday to pray for the dead. Dressed in black and holding candles, participants read the names of some of the victims aloud, while others laid stones, a Jewish tradition at gravesites. The vigil was organized by the Atlanta chapter of the group Jewish Voice for Peace, which condemns Israel's recent military offensive in Gaza. Regina Willis is a spokesperson for the group.
We just wanted to make a space for people to mourn and grieve and wrestle with these complicated feelings about what Israel is to us and what we can do to hold Israel accountable for the civilian deaths that have happened.
Reports say more than 750 Palestinians and 32 Israeli soldiers have so far died in the 17 days of fighting and shelling from both sides. Stephen Bell, who's also with Jewish Voices for Peace, says the conflict and Israel's role in it is dividing Jewish families.
One of the things we did was to speak at our synagogue, and we didn't get through the one-fifth of the presentation. All my Jewish friends, I guess I'm kind of considered a pariah, but we try to find, you know, areas where we can agree.
Free Palazzo says his parents met at the Jewish concentration camp Auschwitz during World War II. He says during the service, he held a photo of the concentration camp's victims.
We Jews have been on the other side for thousands of years. And just because we now have a state, that doesn't give us the right to indiscriminately kill people.
One man silently protested the vigil, holding signs condemning the Palestinian militant organization Hamas for firing rockets at Israel. He did not stay through the vigil for comment. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.